Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all those mu'mineen who give out charity, who fast in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who devote themselves in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then right at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala couples it and says, وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرًا. That those believing men and those believing women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. It is so beautifully explained by our beloved Shaykh, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him shifa and afiyat. That he says that a person, a person is standing in his garden and his friend is standing watching, and he tells his friend that look at this garden of mine, this plant I got it from here, this flower I got it from here, this flower is so beautiful, and his friend is amazed by all the beautiful flowers. He says, don't you understand why I got such this beautiful garden? So his friend says, no, I don't understand. He says, look at my wonderful irrigation system. So the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like our irrigation system. It helps us in our ajr ibadah. In the ayah I recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. That remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in this hadith, which I have recited before you, that the mufarridun have went far ahead. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, O Rasulullah, who are the mufarridun? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those believing men and believing women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. It is important to take a note and to understand, as explained by my Ustaz Mulana Musa Qadri Sahib Jamaat Barakatuh, that when we say dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our minds all go to nafal dhikr, sitting on the tasbih. But firstly, we should understand that before that, the farz dhikr, that is our daily salat, our the faraiz comes first, then our nawafil, then our wajibat, sunnat mu'akkada, and then our nawafil. But this nafal dhikr, which we are referring to now, helps us on our faraiz ibadah. But if a person has to have devotion and has to have that enjoyment in his farz ibadah, so for him to gain this enjoyment and this perfection in his farz ibadah, he has to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and evening. This refers to our five times daily salah. And then after it comes our dhikr and our tasbihat, which we read after the salah. In a hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala mentions that a person who reads 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, and 33 times Allahu Akbar, and at the end he said, and 100 times he completes it with la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu yuhyi wa yumitu biyadil khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Then if he reads this after every salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his sins, even if it is equal to the foam of the ocean. So we can see how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that on the night of Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey salam to your ummah. And our Shaykh Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatun explains that when we hear this hadith, we should all reply to the salam of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that inform your ummah that the land of Jannah, the sand of Jannah is fertile, the water of Jannah is sweet, but remember the land of Jannah is barren. وَإِنَّ غِرَاقَهَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. That the trees of Jannah is Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Just by one tree, just by one Subhanallah, we are planting a tree in Jannah. So we should always look forward and after every salah try and read this tasbihah. Firstly, we should try and get onto our fara'id, and then we should try and read the tasbihah. Then we should remember that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is prescribed by a shaykh, then it has a better effect than when a person does it on his own. By way of example, a person is sick and he got a certain illness, he's got a flu, and he starts taking his own medication, but he doesn't feel nice. He goes to the doctor gives him the same medication. After a few days he says, right now I'm feeling nice. In the same way, a person they make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he does not, he doesn't get this contentment. When the shaykh prescribes it for him, the shaykh makes a special dua for him. The shaykh makes dua for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps him, and in this way the person gets perfection, and a person gets perfection in all his ibadah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in further in the ayat, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. The benefit of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends blessings upon you, and the farishta, the malaika make dua for you. What a great benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. We are all looking for dua. Here in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you do your fara'id and you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the basic remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To remain all the time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person is just doing dhikr on a tasbih, he is not regarded as if he is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once he is doing his fara'id, and then he is doing all the other ibadat, or then he is doing his nawafil, his dhikr, his daily dhikr of of La ilaha illallah and ismu dhat Allah and third kalima or this other nawafil dhikr, then a person will be regarded as if he is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the benefit. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send upon you special blessings and the malaika will make special dua for you. ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. To take you out from darkness into light. And the meaning of darkness of into light is beautifully explained. There are three meanings here. من الظلمات إلى النور. A person just by reading لا إله إلا الله comes from kufr into iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him from a nari. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him a nuri. From a person who is going to jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him a person who is going into jannah just by reciting لا إله إلا الله. Then the second explanation which is given, a person لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him out from ignorance into knowledge. That is, before a person started making dhikr, a person was thinking that this world is the ultimate. This world, I have to work hard for this world. Once he started making a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens unto him that this world is useless. We have to use this world according to how we need it. But a person should work for the akhirah. Then the third benefit, Allah لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him out from ma'siyah to ita'ah. From disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can see the great benefit of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we explained, that the trees of Jannah are Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. That is Hadi Farsab, rahmatullah alayhi, to explain that in this world, if a person goes to a certain place and he sees this certain beautiful tree, he sees this tree and he likes this tree, he thinks, now I want to plant this tree at home. Now he first has to find out, where can I get this tree? Then when he finds out, where can I get this tree, he has to first see the climate at home. Can I plant this tree at my house? If I'm in Cape Town and I see this beautiful tree, when I go to Joburg, will this tree grow in Joburg? Then when he goes, he sees, okay, how big hole must I dig for this tree? After planting this tree, then he has to see that this tree grows straight. No ball, no children play with the ball there. No car drives over it. After 4 or 5 years, a person will see the fruits of this tree. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that with regards to the plants and trees of Jannah, a person just recites one subhanallah, one alhamdulillah, and a person gets a tree in Jannah. Our Shaykh explained that when we recite our tasbih after the salawat, after salat, then we should not recite it so fast, subhanallah, subhanallah. It must not be that when we come to Jannah, we find our trees are withering away, all the leaves is dry and the leaves are falling off. We should take a few seconds more. It takes 3 seconds or 2 seconds to recite subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar correctly. So we should recite it correctly, and inshallah when we come to Jannah we will see beautiful trees. Then what is the size of this tree? Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَشَجَرَةٌ تَسِيرُ الرَّاقِبُ الْجَوَابُ الْمُضَمِّرُ السَّرِيعُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ لَا يَقْطَعُهَا. That in Jannah, a fast, Arabian fast horse rider, a healthy fast horse rider, will ride for 100 years and he will not traverse this tree. He will not go, he will not surpass the shadow of this tree. In one divide it comes, in one narration it comes, he will not surpass the shadow of this tree. And in one narration it comes, he will not surpass the tree itself. So we can see how big the trees of Jannah are. With regards to agricultural law, our Shaykh explained that when you are planting trees, there is a certain amount of space that has to be left between each tree. So according to how big the tree is, a person has to leave so much space in between, so before planting another tree. So when we are saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and we are planting our trees in Jannah, then a person is actually extending his plot in Jannah. And now we should not think that now we have read Subhanallah, we read Alhamdulillah, we are alright. Because this world is the world of making our empire for Jannah. So the more we make effort in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extend our empire in Jannah. And the beautiful quality of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Da'awat Barakatuh explained that dhikr zakir ko mazkur tak pahuncha deta hai. That dhikr makes the zakir, the person who is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reach his objective. And what is his objective? His objective is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. We will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not forgetting what I mentioned, that when we do it with the guidance of a shaykh, a person will get the proper benefit of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the hadith al-Qudsi, وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي, that I am with the person who is making my dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am with him. So we can see the benefit of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the ayat, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ سَلَامًا. That when we enter Jannah, that is in this world, this benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you out from light into darkness, from darkness into light. But when we go into Jannah, what we all are wishing, تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ سَلَامًا, that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika will be welcoming us. They will be sending, they will saying peace upon us. And this is when we enter into Jannah. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared a very great reward for those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In conclusion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سِقَالَةٍ وَسِقَالَةٍ قُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. That everything has a polish. And the polish of the heart is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is when we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our heart will become clean and it will make it easier for us to gain perfection in our other ibadah. In our faraid ibadah, we will gain concentration. We complain we are not getting concentration in our, we are not gaining concentration in our salah. By the guidance of a shaykh, if a person makes his daily dhikr, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him far away from sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring him close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person will gain the correct concentration in Allah in his salah. A person will be able to gain devotion in all his ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the food of the heart. When the body does not get food, the body gets weak. When the heart does not get its spiritual nourishment, the heart gets weak. So by us not making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our heart becomes weak. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ مَثَلُ الْحَجِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example of that person who remembers and makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the example of that person who does not make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the example of a living and dead person. So we can see what a great thing it is to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us spiritual life, and then we will become true believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make his dhikr on a daily basis and get his love and make us get closer to him all the time. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Thank you.